The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We're here in the US all this week, thanks to Ireland, a gateway to Europe, which of course looks to build connections, business and investment between Ireland and the US. So we're in Washington, D.C. Later in the week, we're going to be moving to Delaware and then on to Philadelphia. I'm delighted to be joined by two of the founding members of Ireland Gateway to Europe, A.D. McGuinness, chairman of Sigma Recruitment Consultants, and Matt Moen, chief executive officer of FKM Fitout. Lads, you're both very welcome to the Hard Shoulder. Matt, will you, by maybe reminding us of some of the great work that Ireland Gateway to Europe does every year on this week-long trip to the US?
We start off in a week that to foster relationships, to build relationships with people, that we have approximately 50 people. We're visiting three cities. We're being hosted by the World Trade Center here in Washington. So really, what we expect out of this week is engagement and friend-raising nearly within the group, that we turn around, that not alone will people be using their contacts to meet clients over here, but within the group we have different people have their own business CEO clubs, and we have the L4G courtesy with A.D. McGuinness here, who's heading that up. So along with them, we hope to, I suppose, realise the various focus on fostering relationships, including with the World Trade Center and using their network.
So it's a two-way
bilateral relationship.
Yeah.
When it started out after the last recession in 2011-12, it was mainly that was in foreign direct investment, but has now really moved into the bilateral relationships between Ireland and the United States.
A.D., how do you pick the locations? I think last year it was Toronto and Boston. This year, obviously, Washington, Delaware, Philadelphia. What's the driver there?
Whoever will host us. we got a great welcome in Washington, D.C. As Matt says, particularly Maureen Pace from World Trade Center got here. We have a great relationship with Boston College. They're just undergoing some changes. But we've been to Chicago, New York, San Francisco. And then Delaware was interesting. Actually, for the first time in 15 years, there's a huge pull for we've got 5 or 6 cities, maybe 10 cities, who are mad for us to go there.
Really?
Yeah, and they give us support and host us and introduce us to local CEOs, and that's gold for us.
It's absolutely. Mass, people who joined the mission, what can they expect? What kind of feedback do you get from people who attend and who come along on this trip?
Well, every year that we meet up with Matt and say, what could we do better? What did you get out of it? So what people generally say to us that is expands our network. We always say in this that business is a contact sport. This spends time for people to spend a week with each other, like-minded people going to various cities. It gets some time to break out and discuss other businesses within each other, within the group, and referrals.
Okay. A.D., tell us a bit about what you do in Sigma. I know you're opening an office in Belfast at the moment. What do you get out of the trip every year as well?
Well, when we said it firstly, a lot of, as Matt says, was about foreign direct investment. So the professional services like recruitment, like property, like Matt, banking, legal, accounting, tax advisors. So talent was probably the number one agenda for companies coming to Ireland. And indeed, personally, I invest in some Irish companies, and a lot of them do tend to look west. A lot of them look west to America for finance, for customers, for relations, for partnerships. I mean, we can say friend raising is the word we use, but that's not in a soft, woolly way. You know, there's a lot of deals done, there's a lot of co-investments, there's a lot of relationships developed way beyond our expectation. You know, we've got some investors here today who I co-invest with in companies in Ireland and US. And that's probably the serendipity of actually meeting people and talking to them rather than sending over emails or even having chat.
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
Huge.
That personal contact.
Huge. You know, I mean, again, Maureen, to mention her again from World Trade Center, she's probably in Ireland like every month, you know, and you could do a lot of it online, but it's meeting people. I mean, it's even in the bar in the evening having a glass of wine. Like, ideas have generated here. One of my friends here, Bob Gibbs, ex-NASA, was like chief of staff of NASA and develops relationship.
I like the way you throw that in.
Yeah, but he,
that was a clang of a name drop there, but I love it.
Their relations with European Space Agency, as I say, it's not rocket science. Actually, it is rocket science.
But they're
a people business, you know, and he was interviewed last year with a company called Embryonic, a space company in Galway, and the American ambassador was there. But this was like global state-of-the-art technology that we're doing in Ireland with cooperation, but a lot of it is easier meeting people face-to-face.
Yeah,
here's my sums on it, Shane, right?
Yeah.
There's about 50 of us. I think we've about 500 guests. Potential for sums, 25,000 engagements.
Okay. So if your maths is better than mine,
if some of them work, it'll be a good week.
It definitely will. Matt, tell us a little bit about FKM Fitout.
FKM Fitout predominantly we do commercial office fit outs, design and build, probably unique in Ireland, design and build, up to 50,000 square foot. Our clients are from Boeing, General Motors. But one of the big areas we're also involved in is an asset repositioning. So what we're finding now, that people have stock, like the City West, like the East Points, that the buildings are now dated, they're D3 rated, and we bring them up to A3 rated. And even on this trip, we learn from going to various state-of-the-art office facilities that were hosted, like the World Trade Center. Like today... Today we're in the Ronald Reagan building. It's a 3 million square foot facility, state of the art, being constantly upgraded to making sure that it's an A2 rated building that has to be by 2030 and in most places for you to sign leases. So we're learning a lot from the World Trade Organization as well, and how they're delivering facilities, up-to-date facilities, state of the art facilities for their clients.
Okay, Matt, when you guys started this process, you started building this gateway, did you imagine it would blossom into this?
No. No, that's a very straight answer. And in all fairness, there were four founder members of it go up, Aidy, along with Frank Keane and with Paul McGuinness. When we started, it was a great initiative to think that we had to be Team Ireland along with the IDA to go out and making sure secure them to come along. So we never thought it really evolved then to actually bilateral relationships. It is really, we've had some fantastic people. We've had been joined by Trí Taoiseach. We've been hosted, and we've also gone on with supported by the Nocton family and Glenn Dimplex to be associated with Boston College, Notre Dame. So it's been really elevated to a good business CEO club that we want to try and take further, and it's people meeting people.
Aidy, just very finally, I've heard legendary stories about the social side of things, but leave that aside for a second, because I'm looking forward to sampling some of that as the week goes on. What can we look forward to in Washington, in Delaware, and in Philadelphia?
I think loads of engagement. You know, we want to listen. We want to listen to see what the climate is here. We've got boring areas like funding and obviously the ubiquitous AI everybody has to sort of talk about. But we want to talk to people about opportunities, you know, how, again, as Matt says, it's bilateral. So we've got CEOs here investing in the US. So like Delaware and Philadelphia and DC will be out selling their wares too, you know, but hopefully by conversation, by consultation. So I'd say lots of meaningful engagement. Absolutely, it should be enjoyable too. It'll be hard work. We're working ourselves hard. And then we'll touch on 250 years of US independence as well.
Okay, brilliant. Looking forward to all of that. Aidy McGuinness, Matt Moen, thanks so much for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.